Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
You ever seen the video of that raccoon that has cotton candy?
No.
Yeah. Oh, can't figure out what's going on in its mouth or something?
No. He drops it in the water.
And it disappears?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like shocked. I don't know.
They clean their food.
What's that?
They clean their food, which is what he was doing.
He dropped it in the water on purpose.
Right. He put it in the water so that it would clean it off, but it's just sponge.
It just
sugar.
Dissipates, and he's just like,
So raccoons wash their food first.
Yeah.
I mean, we call them trash, but like, I don't always rinse my food.
And what's
like
that trash to him?
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
He's a raccoon.
Yeah.
Right? Like people, point. like my buddy's brother is like one of those mushroom foragers, right?
Yeah.
Well, animals might think it's trash.
All right. Raccoon, he's got cotton candy. He's kind of pissed.
What the hell, man?
Hey. What the F?
There you go.
That serves him right.
I want to serve cotton candy to raccoons.
Just to mess with them?
Just to mess with them, man.
I feel like that city fat one in your house, though, he'd just be like, oh, thanks, man.
I think he'd stick me up with a knife.
Yeah. Was it the kid at the Mariners game that was all excited on the cotton candy years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Mike and I were at that game.
I wonder whatever happened to that girl. She's probably like in college now.
What was she excited about?
She was just eating. She was just eating.
It's a weeknight game.
All right.
For some reason, Mike and I just happened to be at that game.
Okay.
It's cold out, they're not doing well, and they just keep going to this little kid who has apparently never had cotton candy. Yeah. You've seen her.
She's fired up.
She's going,
she's on crack, man. She's like, wow, this is amazing.
It's like nowadays, right, they got all kind of different juices for kids, right?
Sure.
Some of them was like they don't have as much sugar or whatever. But my buddy, his second daughter, forget how old she was, but I was like, let's give her a little juice. And same thing, just a little hit of juice, and then it's like,
you've created
a demon. She just kept like leaning her head forward, like more juice.
Yeah, dude, juice is solid.
Yeah, sugar.
Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Hey, so my story is not as wild as that guy that mauled his girlfriend with an American pit bull.
Good. That's a good thing.
Years ago, I got read into a classified program where we were working out in the desert, and part of the read-in, they're like, hey, so in the hangar, we've hatched a bird, a roadrunner, and his name is Fred, and Fred, they hatched him inside the hangar so that he would hang out there and kill all the scorpions and rattlesnakes around.
So it's like a barn cat.
So wait, do they eat rattlesnakes and scorpions?
Yeah, they are awesome. So I didn't see Fred for my first couple weeks there. I knew, like, we were all told, you're fired on the spot if you screw with Fred. And so we worked all night. Like, daytimes we were off. And so one night someone's like, oh, look at Fred. And immediately saw all these lights going towards the hangar. And the way the roadrunners kill the snakes is they run in circles around them. And the snakes just cannot. After a while, it either wears them out or the snakes just cannot come with the calculation on how to defeat that. the Roadrunner bites it on the back of the head and then smashes its head into the ground.
Jesus. And did you ever witness this?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, I mean, that was like the highlight of my time, like working there, was watching those, watching Fred. And
how long and did the it, other thing, wait, how long did it take Fred? So say Fred's going to squirrel for the snake. So as far as running in circles and all that kind of thing, how long does it take before he can finally do his death stroke?
It's like about 1 minute, 1 to 3 minutes. And
just running in circles.
Yeah, because they're like chickens. They can run forever. And the snake cannot keep turning around, though, forever. And
damn.
So, yeah, and then the other thing was, since we worked all nights, there was this coyote that came out. We all nicknamed him Wiley. And we usually had beef jerky in our pockets. And so everyone just throw him a chunk. So, I mean, we basically trained the coyote to hang out with us. And
so basically you worked with a coyote and a roadrunner.
And a roadrunner.
Yeah, it was wild.
Nice.
And then one final story, if we got time. When I went overseas, we'd sleep out in the desert just on the floor. And twice I've woken up with cobras laying right beside me trying to get warm from me.
No. What do you mean twice?
Oh.
If you said it happened once, I would understand.
What desert?
I can't say, but it was outside of the U.S. But the nice thing is cobras, when they wake up, they're a little groggy. So you can just. Yeah, you have time to get away from them, or at least the two that I've been around.
Aren't they only really like in India?
No, they're in several other places.
Okay,
he almost slipped up.
You were just sleeping on the ground, no tent?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, how did this happen twice, right? Because, look, I'm just saying, I'm sleeping out in the desert. I wake up once. There's cobras snuggling up to me. There's no chance I'm doing that again.
Well, it was his job. I don't think he had a choice.
When you're doing surveillance, it's long hours watching something. And, I mean, and you're usually sleep deprived, so it doesn't really take a whole lot for you to, like, conk out.
Did people warn you about this, or is this something you discovered?
I hadn't heard about it until the first time that happened with me. And I know two other people that's happened with. One guy actually went into a sleeping bag. I'm like, screw that.
Did you sign up for this job? Like when you, like, do they say like, did you, or do you say,
are you recruiting?
I want to do this. Or do they say you would be the right person to do this? Or how does one get themselves in this situation? You know?
So here's my view on this. The coolest jobs that are out there are not advertised like that. It's usually like, hey, we need somebody for doing some crappy for whatever job. We don't know what it is. And so the guys that, like, don't want to volunteer for that, like, end up not doing the cool stuff. It's once you volunteer for something like that and then you get pulled into a room where you have to sign a non-disclosure form, that's where I start getting excited. I'm like, oh, so we're signing away that we'll never talk about this for the rest of our lives. I have no idea what it is, but it's probably
okay.
More interesting.
That's what I was going to ask. Do they make you sign the NDA before?
Yes.
They tell you.
Yeah,
okay.
You have no clue.
Did you even give it any thought, or did you just say, hand me the pen, brother?
That's the latter. I've done it 7 times and never regretted it ever.
So you can't, like, even if you, let's just assume that you and a girlfriend, a new wife, or whatever the deal is, you go traveling, and she says, I want to go here. And you said, okay. Even if you've been there before, you can't act like you've been there before. Like, oh, that is nice. Yeah, they have a museum. What do you know? I mean, like, you have to act like you have to feign ignorance. You've never even stepped foot in that area.
Yeah, because someone could, the intelligence world is just putting puzzle pieces together.
Right.
So if you know what I did or who I was, and then you hear something like that, you could start piecing it together, especially with social media and especially with, like, petabytes of data that never get deleted. So right now it could be a mystery, but in the future.
You're not getting your passport.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stamped on these operations.
He probably has multiples.
Yeah, so you have a diplomatic passport for going in certain areas, and then other places, yeah, you just don't go in with anything, and that's a whole nother realm.
Yeah, go in with nothing. Yeah. Then yeah.
Let me ask you this: you ever just slipped up and started talking another language at like a restaurant?
I speak seven languages.
But you can't act like you know them, right?
Okay, but wait. Have you ever heard someone talking smack about you? You're a tourist somewhere, right? And you realize that someone else on the train's talking S about your ass, but they don't know that you know what they're saying.
Yeah, so that's happened a lot with me. especially like Arabs, they love to talk crap about you. And so I'm dyslexic, so Arabic came way natural to me because you're reading right to left.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I should pick up.
So does that mean you can read Yiddish or, you know?
Nope.
You cannot.
When does Yiddish come in handy? I'm just saying, in the scheme of things that this man has done.
If you can read Hebrew, it's still right to left.
We're not teaching you Arabic, we're teaching you Yiddish.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can translate the bar mitzvah. I mean, like,
what a schnoz you have.
Right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.